Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Active Spirituality with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. We are talking about week 38 of 2020. Pam's going to take us through the week starting Monday, the 14th of September. And we will then jump in and have our activation. Obviously another big week, I'm sure, Pam. What's in front for us this time?
Okay, well, I'm just checking in on how everyone is doing after the Mars went retrograde last week. So just know that that happened on September 9th, if you're new to our calls. And you can read more about Mars retrograde on my website, insightoasis.com, or listen to last week's tape. So basically, on September 14th, the moon is in the sign of Leo, and it is in the sign of Leo until the next day on the 15th when the moon changes signs. But let's talk a little about that, what that feels like. The other thing to keep in mind is that we're at the end of the waning moon cycle. We'll have a new moon on Thursday, and I'll talk more about that momentarily. But on the 14th, with that Leo moon, one thing to be aware of, especially for early risers, people who get up pre-dawn, and the times I give are all Eastern time, so you'll have to adjust depending on where you are on the planet. But one of the things that's occurring is a kind of sudden revelation energy. And so we can feel this sense of, I got to do this, or wow, or a sudden turn of the head, something unexpected. For those of us who are dreaming at that point in time, because we're asleep, you can get some kind of epiphany or revelation in your dream state. But it's basically, if you are up and moving around, just be conscious of where you're going and what you're doing. Sudden movement can cause mishaps. And then once the morning progresses, this is actually a pretty high energy, fast flying day. For fire and air signs, it can feel like, whoa, I am really in my zone. Keep in mind, remember that Mars is retrograde, so you may be feeling in your zone, but you want to temper your movements, make sure you know where you're going. And also, the most important thing when Mars is retrograde is you don't want to be on the offensive. You don't want to be the instigator, the person who confronts, the person who takes the action. I mean, sometimes we have to. And so when we do, we want to be very measured, very present, very head in the game as we're doing it. Mars retrograde allows us to be more conscious of when we take action and when we react to things. So that is just very valuable to keep in mind as this week unfolds. With the moon in Leo, we are people who enjoy to do things that are entertaining, fun, cultural, playful, are very much in their element. It's a day that invites some sort of social exchange. So if you've been insulated or not able to move out and about as much as you would like, this is definitely a time when you want to find a way to make conversation and connect. The other really uber important thing to mention is that the Sun and Pluto make a trine. So what that means is that they are in harmonious aspect with one another. So the Sun at present is in the sign of Virgo for another week. That's an earth sign, a mutable sign. And Pluto, anyone who's been listening to anything about astrology for a good amount of time, certainly over 10 years, Pluto is in the sign of Capricorn. And so the Sun-Pluto trine is actually an excellent time to pull in and really shine on what it is you want to put out there, what you want to say, especially anything that's got to do with, I'm taking responsibility for this transformation, or I'm moving in this direction on this thing that I want to shapeshift and create in a way that also means a release. Again, waning moon cycle, Sun-Pluto trine, this is such a perfect few days to really release, recycle, renew. Let the phoenix start to find its way into the swirl of the ashes, how it will rise. And that's the energy that we want to bring in as we approach this new moon, not so much to make the sprint or the ascension at this point in time, but very much to see what's still holding us back or keeping us down or not allowing the process that needs to happen for the overall transformation and acceptance of where you are at this point in time. And the lunar cycle basically brings us this exercise every several weeks, because the moon comes new, then it hits the point of fullness, of integration, and then it wanes down into the dark of moon period. So when we accept and allow this natural process that we all basically are part of, whether we're paying attention to it or not, then we can really utilize the energy around us to construct realities that we want to bring in with total conscious intention. So great day for enjoying things that really bring you to that awareness of how human beings connect and create. And very creative day for artists, for actors, musicians, anyone who does things that they take something and they manipulate it into being something else. So look for inspiration, look for things that come through when we allow that whole recycling process. I'm releasing this, I'm letting it move into another thing, and let that recycling begin. So on the 15th, the moon goes void, of course, at 11:10 a.m. And what happens at this point is the morning is a very active, energized morning, even though you may just be sitting in place meditating, because there's so much that can be happening as we're using that Mars retrograde and also being very present and aware, that we can actually find our way to a lot of what is it I want to do next as I release from what has been. And as I've talked about before, many people on the planet are going through some form of grief process as we're coming to terms with how life is not as it was, and it will go through a profound change. That's not all bad. It's just that in order to get to the point where we welcome the change, accept the new ways of being, we also have to move through grief process. So for some of us, this day may feel rather intense. And we also may address some things that we really want to move through and make happen because we know it's time. It's time to let it be shelved, let it go, say, this is good enough, I'm finished with this project. So from 11:10 to 2:37 p.m., the moon is void, of course, in the sign of Leo. And this is a good time to work on something already in motion. Don't get hung up on something. The other thing to note is there is a Venus-Uranus picture in the sky. That means we might be attracted to something we're not usually attracted to. Something may get our attention and kind of be, look at me, how about this? Let's taste that. Let's go over there. And just because of the other aspects, I would say, it's great to consider something new, to look at it differently, to see what's out there. Give it some thought, unless, of course, it occurred before 11:10 a.m., because if it did before then, you may want to take action on it. It may be something that's really going to teach or reveal or present something new to you. But after that point in time, it's a good thing to notice and say, hey, look at that, but you don't necessarily want to take it home or put your money down on it. At 2:37 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Virgo, and this sets up going towards that new moon in Virgo, not new yet. So what we want to do with the 15th and 16th is use that dark of moon time to really work on finishing up the things we want to finish up, deciding what we're taking into the next lunar cycle with us and what isn't coming. And so it's a period when we can be very focused. We can really use that Mars retrograde as sort of that low throttle underneath us and say, okay, this is what I'm plowing through now. This is what I'm making happen today. This is what I'm aiming to finish by this point in time, because I want to have a clean slate, fresh start at the new moon. Now, the new moon in Virgo, let me mention this, the 16th, Wednesday. I see this as being a highly productive day, can be a very wonderful day for if you've been deciding on some sort of exercise or diet or health program, really good day to kind of put all these things in place that you will be really putting into motion along with the energy of the new moon. But the other thing to be aware of is that it's really important to find that meditation window sometime during this day. A lot of people are feeling very pent up. And if meditation has been a casual relationship or not something you've really had a lot of time for, this is a really wonderful period. The entire pandemic experience actually is, but Mars retrograde significantly is a great period to just allow yourself the process however it presents itself to you. I was talking to a client the other day, and she was saying, well, I sit there, sometimes I pray, I do this, I do that, and I don't know that I really meditate well. With the moon in Virgo, the first thing you want to keep in mind is that a self-critical perfectionist nature is not your friend. What is your friend is the practice. The most important piece is the practice. You have a point in time, ideally the same point in time throughout the day. some people can't schedule that. It's good if you can, but at some point in time, you give yourself the practice of going within. That is the most important piece, the most important piece. Because when you show up every day with this commitment to yourself, it's the most important piece. And some days are magnificent, and some days, well, I sat here. But the most important thing is that you do. And on the 16th, there is heightened confusion if you don't give yourself that window. New moon on the 17th occurs at 7 a.m. Eastern time, 25 degrees Virgo, 1 minute. And that new moon is really, really juicy for allowing us this sense of commitment to self. And so if meditation is part of that, hallelujah. If exercise diet routine is, great. If setting up some sort of kind job search for yourself is part of it, then do that. But whatever it is, give yourself the mapping of this is going to be the work I do over this lunar cycle. And section it out. Virgo likes to look at small pieces. Chew the food carefully. You can have that big grandiose ambition of what wants to be accomplished. But with a Virgo moon, it's really helpful to put down steps, first steps. This is what I'm going to do today. And so whatever it is, I mean, if you have this big ambition, like I'm going to Greece, how do you make that happen? So the big ambition requires small steps to get to that point in time. For some of us, it might be, I've got to get the money to go to Greece. I've got to have a safe flight. I've got to make sure that there are ways to do that that aren't going to endanger me. So these are all things to just carefully write down. These are the pieces of achieving that goal. But don't micromanage every section of it, because you want to just have themes about what this is, the steps that get you there. And also let yourself know some steps might be flown over, or there might be something that hastens the stepping, or whatever needs to happen in order to have that end goal achieved. But the satisfaction of knowing that the pieces can happen, and don't plan how they happen, because then you're taking away the work of higher power energy and infinite resources. And that is something that you want to sink into with an awareness of what I like to think of as Virgo's greatest wisdom, is knowing that she goes to her hearth, she lets the fire start, she tends the fire, and her job is to tend that fire, because the fire is the fire of intention, the fire of faith, and the fire of inspiration. And how everything else happens, it happens, but it begins with the fire. All of humanity began with the fire. Once the creatures who were evolving to become human beings found fire, that's when community, culture, ritual, everything sprang from that. So fire is what begins us. And let's see. Okay, so then the moon goes void, of course, at 7:42 a.m. And it's void until 2:56 p.m. So we can just kind of sit in that soup of new moon intention of what it is we're expecting, regardless of what we're doing. And once the moon enters the sign of Libra, now we're in energy that's a little less, calm. Now we're in energy that is kind of wanting to move forward, wanting to connect, wanting to create things, wanting to roll the sleeves up, Sun, Saturn picture in the sky, let's get to work, let's make it happen. And that's all fine and good. But you want to be working with the Mars retrograde. Do not forget that. You impulsive action, not your friend at this point in time. So move in methodical ways, plan what you're doing, use that new moon intention in Virgo to be, okay, small steps, I'm moving forward, and if I'm going to sprint, let's make sure I have on the right shoes so that I can go the distance and pay attention to where I'm running. We don't want to miss any steps at this point in time. On the 18th, moon still in the sign of Libra. And the nice thing about the moon in Libra over these couple of days is we want to connect. We want to talk to people. We want to see how everybody is. Keep in mind on the 18th, once again, maybe moving too fast, maybe wanting too much. If you get invited to a party or a gathering where there's more people than you're comfortable with, then don't go. Because there's a tendency to kind of overextend that may especially happen on the 18th, and we don't want to do that. On the 19th, the moon goes void, of course, at 10:29 a.m., is void until 2:33 p.m., that morning, it's kind of a hard morning. Things can sort of delay or not work the way you want them to. Tendency for arguments to happen. Again, I would suggest avoid arguments if possible. Keep a low profile if possible. Moon enters the sign of Scorpio, 2:33 p.m., Rosh Hashanah, and basically it's a wonderful time to really deepen into gratitude, see the things that you want to research and better understand that may have to do with legacy, finances. I mean, obviously, if you're celebrating the high holidays, you're not doing a lot of this kind of research and work or financial stuff. But those are, in that case, it's a really excellent time to be troving family history, making connections with sage ones, the older ones, looking at family lines. These are all very strong things to do on the 19th. On the 20th, very similar energy. One thing to take note is some people may be feeling a little emotionally fraught on the 20th, can feel like, you know, they're just not making the connections they would like. Remember the grief theme that is hanging over many of us just at this period in time and gets heightened with things like when the moon is in the sign of Scorpio, but it can also be a wonderful time for release, connection, and really deep conversations. An excellent, excellent day to be with people who you really love, who you can really connect with, and really feel a lot of, wow, that was a very good conversation. Even if you're just meditating by yourself or spending time with in your garden or animal friends. It's a deep connection day on the 20th. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Deep, deep, deep connection. Something to certainly ponder about, like what is deep and where do we get our satisfaction? What is something that we call deep? So let's jump into our meditation. I invite everybody to take a place of quiet, of peace. And as you take a few deeper breaths, just taking a moment to really contemplate connection. feeling that level of depth. And just take a moment to think about what is it that you feel deeply connected to? What is it that you feel is actually the actual energy of connection? Like if we could describe it, if we could really talk about it in our language, using words, what does it feel like? What does it make us feel like? What does connection do for us? And we generally feel that there is some meaning, perhaps some warmth and grounding. And we can be connected, of course, to anything, to anyone, or anything in any way. Just feel, imagine something that you are deeply connected to. And for a moment, just meditate on that. Experience it as a state of understanding something intellectually, physically, emotionally. Just capture all the information that you can. And as you're capturing it, as you bring it all together, just notice if that is something that you would like to go deeper into, to experience even more, or you'd like to expand that feeling and have that experience with other things as well. To have that experience of joy, of meaning, of connection with other people, perhaps with ideas, perhaps with places. Just notice how deep you would like to experience life. In life, we are always talking about connections and how connections increase our joy or our meaning or our experience. We speak about connections mostly in a very positive way, in a very optimistic and hopeful way. What happens if we could be more deeply connected in our lives, just full stop, more deeply connected to ourselves, to others, to our world? And many times we speak, when we're speaking of pain, when we're speaking of suffering, we're speaking of being disconnected. Disconnected or numbed. Disconnected or out of body. Disconnected can also be being rejected or abandoned. So pain comes from this disconnection, and suffering can come from disconnection, and happiness comes from connection. Happiness, meaning, meaningfulness. So what do we do
when we're becoming connected? Are we connecting on things that we consider to be similar, things that we consider to be lovable, things that we consider to be close to ourselves, close to our ideals, very much based on our choices or our judgments, very much based on our opinions? What happens if we become more neutral and allow things to be perhaps just the way they are? Like, can I connect? Can I like you? Can I listen to you? Can I be present here? Can I be present here with you? Even if I don't necessarily like you or like this place, what happens when we can neutralize all of those opinions and judgments and still be connected? It's like when we are finding the right words or finding the ways to listen to people that we might not necessarily want to listen to. Connecting to ideas, perhaps even just allowing ourselves to listen now. Allowing ourselves to not hold so tightly to what makes us comfortable, but being a little bit more open, a little bit more neutral, a little bit more flexible, so that we can connect on the level of the common denominator. Instead of finding all the reasons why I don't like you, finding the reasons why I can like you. Finding why I can see you as my brother or sister and not as my enemy or as my opponent or as someone that votes for a different party, someone that wants to have a different thing happening. Where can we find those conversations? And it's always fun to sit down with somebody you know you're going to disagree with and make it a point to find something that you can talk about, that you can agree about, that you can laugh about, that you can enjoy. Perhaps that's something that we can all be doing now with ourselves and with others during these somewhat challenging days, is finding those people, those conversations, and turning them into connections, turning them into places where we can meet up. We might be talking about things that we've never talked about in our lives. We might have to go outside of our comfort zone. Perhaps talking about basketball or football isn't your favorite thing to do, but that's where you can connect with that young teenage son or that old friend of yours from 20 years ago who you feel so far away from now. Let's find those threads of human connection where we can remember, you are my brother, you are my sister. We are here together. Dear loved ones, as you take a nice deep breath and you stay quiet and seated, visualize yourself sending out this energy of finding the common thread with all of our brothers and sisters everywhere. Gently opening your eyes, taking a deep breath. Thank you, everybody. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much. Love now.
So this has been Active Spirituality. If you enjoyed this recording, please share it with your friends, anyone who you might think would find it helpful. And if you're interested in making a donation, you can do so at activespirituality.life. We really love doing this every week, and we wish you a good one.